Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back once again to Coffee Break French. Now, in lesson 17, we're going to be visiting a restaurant, and you're going to be learning all the useful phrases that you need to visit a restaurant. So you'll be able to ask for the menu, ask for a table indeed, and also order your food. I hope that you enjoy this lesson. Bon appétit! To begin with today, I'm going to start by testing you on some of the vocabulary and phrases that we've learned in the past few weeks. So, Anna, can you remember how you would say, I'm hungry?
I would say, j'ai faim.
Très bien. And remember that I am hungry in French becomes I have hunger, j'ai faim. So if I have hunger is j'ai faim, how would you say, I'm thirsty or I have thirst?
J'ai soif.
Let's see if we can turn this around. How would I ask someone, are you hungry?
Tu as faim?
Tu as faim. Très bien. So, j'ai faim. I have hunger. Tu as faim? Do you have hunger? Are you hungry? Tu as faim. And therefore, are you thirsty would be?
Tu as soif?
Tu as soif. Excellent. Très bien. Okay, can you remember the word for to eat?
Manger.
Manger, manger, c'est ça. That's the word for to eat. I eat would be je mange.
Je mange.
Je mange. So I could say je mange un sandwich. What would that be?
I eat a sandwich.
Yeah, I eat a sandwich, or indeed I am eating a sandwich, because both versions can be translated the same way in French. Je mange un sandwich.
Je mange un sandwich.
Now, if that's how you would say, I am eating or I eat a sandwich, what was the word we learned last time for I'll have a sandwich? When you're ordering something, literally, it means I take. Can you remember what that was, Anna?
Yes, je prends.
Je prends. Je prends un sandwich. Je prends un sandwich. Okay, je prends un sandwich.
Je prends un sandwich.
Yeah, you can say the S of prend, it ends in S, P-R-E-N-D-S, or you can leave it out. So, je prends un sandwich, or je prends un sandwich.
Je prends un sandwich. Je prends un sandwich.
Très bien. Okay, so that was linked to manger. We asked about the verb to eat, manger. How about the verb to drink? Can you remember that?
Boire.
Boire, boire, excellent. Okay, so boire is to drink, manger is to eat, and we learned another verb last time as well.
Which I can't remember.
Yeah, it was the verb to smoke.
Oh, fumer.
Fumer, fumer. Now, I perhaps didn't mention this last time, but in actual fact, in France, all restaurants are non-smoking now. There are no smoking restaurants in France at all. There will be in other French-speaking areas of the world, of course, but in France, they've recently passed the no-smoking law in restaurants. Okay, let's move on. We're now going to think about asking the question, is there a restaurant near here? Now, this is reusing vocabulary that we've already learned, but in a different context. You can probably remember how to say, is there a pharmacy near here? Anna, what would that be?
Il y a une pharmacie près d'ici.
Très bien. Il y a une pharmacie près d'ici. So, près d'ici means near to here. Près d'ici.
Près d'ici.
And the phrase for is there or there is il y a.
Il y a.
Il y a une pharmacie près d'ici.
Il y a une pharmacie près d'ici.
So, turning this around, how would we say, is there a restaurant near here?
Il y a un restaurant près d'ici.
Très bien. You remember this, un restaurant. It's une pharmacie, but un restaurant, because restaurant is masculine. It's a masculine word. And like we've said before, there's no reason for that. It just is something you've got to learn. So, un restaurant.
Un restaurant.
Il y a un restaurant près d'ici.
Il y a un restaurant près d'ici.
Okay, let's imagine that you arrive at the restaurant that you want to eat your lunch or your dinner at. You would go inside the restaurant and the waiter or the person greeting you would probably say something along the lines of c'est pour manger.
C'est pour manger.
Now, c'est pour manger, you recognize one word in there.
Manger.
And manger means?
To eat.
So, c'est pour manger. Literally, it's for to eat. So, are you wanting to eat? C'est pour manger.
C'est pour manger.
It's quite funny because it's almost the translation of that is almost a kind of Scotticism. Some people in Scotland would say it's for to eat, for to do something. So, in French, you use for, pour. And then the infinitive form, which, as you know, is translated as to do something. C'est pour manger. It's for to eat. It's for to eat. C'est pour manger.
C'est pour manger.
And if someone asked you that, c'est pour manger, how would you answer? Yes, it's for to eat.
Would it be, oui, c'est pour manger.
Oui, tout à fait. Oui, c'est pour manger. And probably the chances are the next question you would be asked then is, c'est pour combien de personnes?
C'est pour combien de personnes?
Okay, now, combien? That's a question word there. We've possibly come across it before, but I can't think of where. Combien means how many. Combien?
Combien.
And if you know that we've come across it before, then do let us know where it was. But combien means how many. So, c'est pour combien de personnes would mean?
How many people is it for?
Yeah, literally, it's for how many of people. Combien de. Combien. When you're using combien in that sense, it's always followed by de. Combien de personnes. Combien de sandwich. Combien de frites. Combien de bière. Okay, combien de. Always together. C'est pour combien de personnes. How many people is it for? Okay. And you could answer then, it's for four people.
C'est pour quatre personnes.
Très bien, c'est pour quatre personnes. C'est pour quatre personnes. Or indeed, c'est pour quatre.
C'est pour quatre.
How would you say, it's for five?
C'est pour cinq.
And how would you say, it's for 183?
C'est pour 183.
C'est pour 183, c'est ça, c'est pour 183. I don't know that the average restaurant would be able to cope with that, but that was just keeping you on your toes. Okay, now in some places you may be asked fumeur ou non-fumeur.
Fumeur, non-fumeur.
Now if the verb fumer means to smoke, fumeur ou non-fumeur is smoking or non-smoking, so the smoking or non-smoking area of a restaurant. But as I said earlier, in France, that is no longer the case. And in some other countries where French is spoken, it's also no longer the case. Anyway, let's imagine that you've now asked for the table for the correct number of people. The next thing that you're likely to hear is perhaps something like, suivez-moi.
Suivez-moi.
Suivez-moi means follow me. Okay, suivez-moi.
Suivez-moi.
Suivez-moi, s'il vous plaît.
Suivez-moi, s'il vous plaît.
Of course, that's assuming that there are tables in the restaurant. If there aren't tables in the restaurant, you may hear, je suis désolé. Je suis désolé. That means, I'm sorry. Je suis désolé.
Je suis désolé.
And you may also hear, nous sommes complets.
Nous sommes complets.
Nous sommes complets. Complet comes from the same root as the English word complete. And when something is complete, it's completely filled in, completely full. So, nous sommes complets means?
We're full.
Yeah, we're full up. Okay, so nous sommes complets.
Nous sommes complets.
Just to give you another version of this, you may also hear on est complet.
On est complet.
And that's just an alternative version. On est complet, nous sommes complets. They mean both the same thing. And the word that you're looking for is, of course, complet.
Complet.
And of course, if someone starts by saying, je suis désolé, then you know immediately there's a problem and they're likely to be full. Equally, you may hear, voulez-vous attendre?
Voulez-vous attendre?
Now, attendre means to wait. So, voulez-vous, do you want to wait? Voulez-vous attendre?
Voulez-vous attendre?
And of course, you can say oui or non.
Oui, non.
Très bien. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, let's imagine we've followed the waiter and we've sat down at our table. What's the first thing that you're likely to need?
The menu.
The menu. Now, in actual fact, the word menu, M-E-N-U, is used in French, but it's used in a specific situation. You could, for example, talk about un menu enfant.
Un menu enfant.
Un menu enfant is the children's menu, but it's like a set menu. There's a set thing that you have for a starter and a main course and a dessert and so on. It's also like the menu in, if you go to a fast food restaurant, you'll have a menu poulet or something like that. And it's probably what we would refer to as a happy meal, a menu.
A menu.
And in normal restaurants, you'll probably hear or see the phrase le menu du jour.
Le menu du jour.
Now watch it, it's jour.
Jour.
Jure means, or juré means to swear. So we're not talking about a swearing menu or anything like that. Un menu du jour.
Un menu du jour.
Okay, so the menu du jour is the daily special, the series of courses, the starters, main courses and desserts that are proposed to you, or the combination of starters and main courses and desserts and so on. There is a word for the menu, the one that you choose from, where you look at all the different food that is available, and that is la carte.
La carte.
Now, you'll probably be familiar with a la carte menus in English, and that's obviously where the phrase comes from, because the word in French for the main menu from which you choose your dish is la carte.
La carte.
So, you could ask for the menu, please. La carte, s'il vous plaît.
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 Now, if you want to order your dish in French, then you're obviously looking for the carte en français. But if you're not quite brave enough to do that, then you can always ask for la carte en anglais.
La carte en anglais.
So, vous avez une carte en anglais?
Vous avez une carte en anglais?
Okay, so vous avez une carte en anglais. Do you have a menu in English? Now, I mentioned earlier about how you would say a children's menu, and this time we're using the other word for menu. And you could ask, vous avez un menu enfant?
Vous avez un menu enfant?
Okay, and just while we're talking about children eating in restaurants, you may need to ask for a high chair, a raised chair. I'm not quite sure what that's called in the States, but in the UK we call it a high chair, a baby chair for children in a restaurant. So, vous avez une chaise haute?
Vous avez une chaise haute?
Okay, literally, a high chair, or a chair high. Une chaise haute.
Une chaise haute.
Or, vous avez une chaise pour bébé?
Vous avez une chaise pour bébé?
Okay, let's run through some of the phrases we've learned so far in today's lesson. We had the phrase, for how many people? Can you remember how you would say that?
C'est pour combien de personnes?
Très bien, c'est pour combien de personnes? And how would you answer that by saying it's for 8 people?
C'est pour 8 personnes.
Très bien. C'est pour 8 personnes. Now, if you wanted to ask for the menu, please, how would you say the menu, please?
La carte, s'il vous plaît.
La carte, s'il vous plaît. And how would you ask, do you have a menu in English?
Vous avez une carte en anglais?
Vous avez une carte en anglais, très bien. And how would you ask for a children's menu again?
Vous avez un menu enfant?
Excellent. That time we're using the word menu. Of course, if you asked for une carte pour enfant or something like that, then you would be understood and you're making the effort to speak in French, which is the important thing. Okay, just let's review again how you would ask for things. We give 3 possibilities when it comes to ordering your food or your drink. How would you say, first of all, I would like?
Je voudrais.
Je voudrais. Okay. Or you could say, for me.
Pour moi.
Pour moi. Or that other phrase that we learned, literally meaning I take.
Je prends.
Je prends. Okay, so je prends and whatever it is. Let's learn a few items of vocabulary that you might order in a typical French restaurant. We covered last week un croque-monsieur.
Un croque-monsieur.
Now, if we're looking for something perhaps a little more substantial, then something that's very common would be un poulet frites.
Un poulet frites.
Now, you probably understand the frites part of that. We covered frites last week. What's frites?
Chips.
Chips or French fries, yeah. So, poulet. Poulet is something that goes with your French fries. It's an animal. It's a bird.
Is it a chicken?
It's chicken, yeah. And poulet frites is how you describe a roast chicken with chips. Un poulet frites.
Un poulet frites.
Okay, very common, très populaire en France. Okay, equally, we could talk about un steak frites.
Un steak frites.
Which is obviously steak and chips, okay? And if you were ordering un steak frites, or indeed un steak haché is kind of like a burger, but maybe a little thicker, a little larger. Un steak frites or un steak haché. Haché literally means minced, okay? So it's a minced steak. Un steak haché, un steak frites. One thing that you're most likely to be asked in France is, Quelle cuisson?
Quelle cuisson?
No, quelle cuisson? Cuisson comes from the verb cuire. Cuire means to cook. So, cuisson is what type of cooking would you like? Okay, how would you like your meat cooked? Now, if you're looking for a steak that is rare, you would say saignant. Saignant.
Saignant.
Now, in fact, that literally means bleeding. So you'll get an idea of what the steak will look like. Saignant.
Saignant.
Okay, if you want it medium, then you would say à point.
À point.
À point.
À point.
Okay, and if you like your steak well done, then you would ask for it bien cuit.
Bien cuit.
Bien cuit.
Bien cuit.
So literally, that means well cooked. Now, I would maybe just want to mention here that if you really do like your steak very, very, very well done and not the slightest bit red, then you really need to ask for it très, très, très bien cuit.
Très, très, très bien cuit.
Because if you ask for it bien cuit, the chances are it still will be a little red. So that's just a little warning for anyone who doesn't particularly like their meat not very well done. Okay, another thing that you might eat in France very commonly would be une omelette.
Une omelette.
Une omelette.
Une omelette.
And there are obviously lots of other foods that are regional, whether in France or indeed the other French-speaking parts of the world. I was in Strasbourg in France last week, and the speciality there is tarte flambée. Tarte flambée is it's also called flammekuche in Alsacien, and it's sort of like a pizza base, a very, very thin pizza base, but with no tomato. It has normally cream cheese, and then it has onions, des oignons, and lardons. Lardons are little bits of bacon, kind of like pancetta. So that's a very, very typical speciality in that particular region of France, in the east of France, just on the German border. But no matter where you go, you get different types of food, and it would be impossible to cover everything here. So in the restaurant situation where you see something that you like on someone else's table, then you could just say, je voudrais ça, and point to whatever the person sitting next to you is eating. Je voudrais ça, s'il vous plaît.
Je voudrais ça, s'il vous plaît.
Okay, you could also say cela. Je voudrais cela, s'il vous plaît. That's a little more polite, perhaps. Je voudrais cela, s'il vous plaît.
Je voudrais cela, s'il vous plaît.
So hopefully these phrases have given you enough to get started in a restaurant in a French-speaking part of the world. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's PACTcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.